I really was wanting to connect more with people and wanting to be more social, more in my life again in a fuller way. But that felt daunting. I was scared of losing all the change that I had built and developed over the past few months. Welcome to the Reconnect and Awaken podcast. I'm your host, Sarah Murphy, and I'm so happy to have you here. Reconnect and Awaken is a podcast all about helping you navigate your soul journey, explore the unseen, and all things spiritual to connect deeply to yourself, your purpose, and your heart, all the while providing a little extra encouragement to live life as your most authentic self so you can share all of your amazing, unique gifts with the world. Thank you so much for pressing play today. I am so grateful to have you here. Be sure to subscribe to the show to be notified of new episodes as soon as they are released. You can also find me on Instagram where we can connect and talk more at sarah.murph. Now let's get started. Oh, hey there, guys. It's so nice to be back with you. I love you guys so much. I hope you are having a beautiful, beautiful day. I wish you could see the setup that I'm recording in right now. I'm visiting my mom and my stepdad in Newfoundland, and I forgot my mic, so I'm recording this on my phone, but it's in a soundbox setup. It's very funny. I will take a photo of it for you to share on social media so that you can enjoy this. Okay, we've got a great episode ahead. This week, we're talking all about an incredibly important stage on your soul journey that I can't even believe has not come up until today, which is integration. After we do all of that work to reconnect to our calling, reconnect to our heart, our purpose, our joy, rebuilding the foundation of how we move in the world, how do we actually bring that back into our day-to-day lives? I can't believe we haven't talked about this yet. This was a challenging part for me, was once I had gone through all this work, how do I then actually bring it into my interactions in work? How do I bring it into my interactions with friends, with family? And how do I move through the world without losing my new way of being? So this is what we're going to get into this episode. We are going to talk about the point of integration, but we are also going to talk about how we can do that more smoothly in a way that feels supportive for us. And I'm going to tell you the story of how this all came about through a Tony Robbins conference that I attended this weekend, UPW, Unleash the Power. And that was the trigger that started this whole episode. So let's get into it. So as I said, this episode about integration all came about because of a Tony Robbins conference, which is hilarious. So the reason also that this episode is coming out a day late is because for the past 4 days, I have been taking part in Unleash the Power virtually online, which has been 52 hours over the last 4 days. Super big time commitment, really intense. And if you are familiar with Tony Robbins, you might think, as I did, going into this weekend, this is going to be all motivation, all jumping up and down, all going crazy. And I didn't know if I was going to be up for it. Not up for it because I couldn't physically do it, but instead not up for it because I wouldn't want to do it. If you guys think back, or if you're new here, how this whole journey all began for me was 4 years ago. I was working in a startup company with friends of mine, and that had been my career path, my vision, and I was becoming increasingly unhappy. I was having so much discord with my body. I didn't know what was going on. And when I finally actually made the leap to pay attention to what was going on inside my body, why, ask the questions why I was so unhappy, and went through this dark night of the soul or my wake up moment, which really was the beginning of my own soul journey. One of the big triggers for me, or the big challenges, was that I was so burnt out from hustle culture. That was killing me. And it was killing me because everything I was doing was against what my heart wanted, what my soul wanted, what I, in the deepest part of me, knew was right for me. So I was creating and pushing and kept moving forward, but it was killing me on the inside. So hustle culture is such a trigger for me, which is why this idea of doing the Tony Robbins course came up. I was like, am I even going to believe in this? Am I even going to be willing to take part? Because if it's all jumping up and down, screaming, pushing ourselves. And to be honest, I didn't know much about the conference going into it, but people had told me that it goes for ridiculous hours, there's no time to eat, and if you're in person, which we weren't this time, that normally the temperatures are like 50 degrees to keep you fresh. So I was sort of in the mindset of I'm not going to be willing to do something that is against what's right for my heart and my soul and out of integrity for me, but I was willing to give it a shot. And I was willing to see, at least for a day, why don't I try this? And if it's not for me, then that's okay. And I'm happy to step back from it. But even that thought process, that's what I was just going to say, that thought process reminded me of this period of integration that is such a real phase when you are in your soul journey and making deep changes, deep foundational changes to how you show up in the world and where, how you're directed and where you're guided to go. And I realize we've never even talked about that here. So this is why we are getting into it. If I think back to that period in my own soul journey, when I had really done the work of facing what was coming up in me and unlayering enough to actually hear that I didn't want to be in the career that I had been. And not only did I not want to be in that career, I had no idea where I wanted to go because my only guidance system up to that point had been from the outside world of what I should be doing and what would be good, what would look good in society, what would create success for me in terms of how the world sees it, rather than knowing or having my own guidance system. And that was really one of the big pains for me on my own journey was reconnecting with my intuition and my inner guidance and trusting it and learning to navigate from this place of power. And so after doing all that work, you know, we do some blocks, we do a lot of deep diving and self-discovery. After a period, I felt ready to be more involved in my day-to-day life. Because I should add, while I was going through this, my own soul journey, it really was in isolation. I pulled back from a lot of parts of my life because when I'm going through change, that is my natural process. I don't want to be in my regular routines. I feel like I need enough space to breathe and to make changes without having to explain them or have them looked at by outside people, by friends, family, strangers, whatever. I just need the time to play around and try on what's right for me. And so that was my experience going through my soul journey. And I don't think I'm alone in that. I think for many of you listening, you may relate that in this own, your own path, you have had moments where it's a solo journey. It's not about explaining every step. And you may not even be able to give words to what you're going through or what you're searching for in those moments. And so inevitably, when we're going through these periods of isolation and growth in that isolation, at some point, we want to come back into the world and be more in community. And that craving is super powerful, and it's incredible, that desire to be in community and be with friends and with family and sharing. It's so natural and such a beautiful thing for us as humans. Like, we're human beings, we love being with others. However, I remember feeling that craving coming up inside of me after I had been doing this work. It had been months of really spending more time on my own than in community. And again, just to give context, when I was going through the beginning stages of my own soul journey. It was just as COVID was beginning. So I was really supported in that desire for isolation. But then at a certain point, I really was wanting to connect more with people and wanting to be more social, wanting to be more in my life again in a fuller way. But that felt daunting, partly because, and maybe you guys can relate to this, I was scared of losing all the change that I had built and developed over the past few months. When I was in that cocoon of the beginning of my soul journey, so much of it was just engaging with my own emotions, discovering my own blocks, fears, and learning about myself, getting to know myself on a really deep level, and discovering what I actually desire and how I actually discern and choose the things that feel right for me. And so bringing outside influences into the mix felt scary and daunting. And what if I just fell back into old patterns, doing things that I felt like I should, or things that were habitual before? So I didn't even know how to move in the beginning. And you may relate to this. This is actually true of any sort of deep change that we make, right? Like if you go to a conference for a weekend, you learn techniques. How do you then bring those back into your life and integrate them without losing them because they aren't part of other people's habits, or you just fall back into routine? I'm sure that some of you can relate to this. One of the examples I thought when I was preparing this episode was thinking about periods of growth that we go through on our own. One of them that came to mind was when you go to university. If you go off to university, a different university than all your friends from high school, maybe you don't know anyone, that is a journey that you're going through on your own, where you are going to grow so much. But then even coming back into your social life at home with your high school friends, like, there's an adjustment period because you've grown as a person. And so who are you now? And that period of integration that's very real for any sort of change we go through is just as real for our own soul journey. You've done all this work of self-discovery, of deep personal connection. How do you carry that into your day-to-day life? How you create, how do you interact with people, who you spend time with, all of those things. And just thinking of this when I was craving community, I was, first of all, the people I wanted to spend time with were changing. And there were people who I was craving in my life that I didn't yet have. There were communities that I wanted to be part of that I didn't yet know about. So that was like the first thing that was daunting, is I was looking for new friends, not to get rid of my old ones necessarily, but I was craving new sorts of people and new groups that I had not yet discovered, but wanted to meet others who were on a similar journey as myself. And then I also didn't necessarily have all the same interests that I did before. I think I've mentioned this before, but one of the things that's naturally shifted so much for me over the last few years is how I drink and eat. I hardly have any alcohol at all anymore. And that wasn't a conscious decision of, I have to cut this out. It was quite literally like, I just stopped wanting it and it just became unappealing to me. Plus, I just loved waking up feeling entirely energized and excited every single day. I've also changed how I've eaten quite dramatically. I used to be a big foodie and love to cook and make rich meals. And while I still love to cook, the type of food and ingredients that I crave now are really, really simple. And I love to make things at home, like with incredibly high quality ingredients. And why this matters is because so much of my social life at that point was going out and eating and drinking with friends. And that suddenly didn't appeal to me in the same way. So when we come into this integration period, it's gonna feel challenging because it's not gonna be like, let me get back into my regular life and let's just keep going. You've changed. And how you start to bring some of those changes forward so that you can continue to grow and grow in concert with the world around you, right? Bring all of you into all parts of your life. That's really what this is about. Hey guys, it's Sarah here. I hope you're loving this episode. If you are, I've got one simple ask. Could you take 15 seconds to leave a written review for the show on whatever platform you listen on? Your written review helps me to grow the show and it helps other listeners to find it. So if you can write a review, I'd be super grateful. Thank you again for being part of the Reconnect and Awaken community. I love you guys so much. Now, let's get back to the good stuff. So let's get into it. How do we start to carry this new integrity into our lives? Well, first off, just knowing that integration is a real phase is helpful because you can give yourself the grace that it's going to take time and you may fumble things at the beginning, but you're going to build this muscle over time and this ability. So help, that's just a helpful mindset to have going into this. The first thing that you want to do is just let the basics apply. Take baby steps. Start doing the things that feel that you're craving the most and see how they feel. See how you do in those scenarios. Are you showing up in a way that feels in integrity and you feel like you're carrying all of you in that scenario? Or did you feel like you maybe shied away or fell back into old habits and didn't come away feeling as empowered as you would have liked? Like, it's really a testing and refining experience. And so what I encourage you is step one is start taking those steps of engaging with community and with your life with people where it feels easy. Like for me, it was spending lots of time with my sister who had been understanding this journey that I've been on and watching me go through it. And a couple of my closest girlfriends that I didn't have to explain everything to, but were open to supporting me and taking new directions and new steps, right? So find those people in your life who are super positive and want to encourage you on the journey that you're on and are just understanding. You don't even have to explain it to them. They just want to be there for you. So step one is practice. Just try it. Try engaging in life in the way that you feel called and see how you do. Take stock of the experience and then retry. It's all about baby steps and refining. Part two of integrating all of you and all of your new learnings is be honest. Be honest about the changes that you're wanting to embody with those that you can. And again, this isn't about explaining all that you're working through or what you're trying to move through, because that can feel really overwhelming and in fact sometimes isn't helpful. I know for me, I often try to over-explain my position or my stance and it really digs a bit of a hole for me. It almost like undoes some of the good because some of the growth that you might be experiencing, you may not have the language for yet and you may not be able to put words to it. It might just feel, you may be just guided by feeling, right? And energy. As best you can, be honest about the changes that you want to embody. So that could be like wanting to spend more time in nature or wanting to spend time in small intimate groups or wanting to go deeper on certain topics. And the more that you're willing to be honest and vulnerable, it can help you feel, again, just at home in your body and in your journey and invite others along with you. So for me, this would have been things like inviting friends to go for a workout or for a walk or hike in the woods instead of going out for drinks. Not that I was against drinks, but it was just like being in a large group and everyone's asking you how you're doing, that was always very daunting for me because I didn't have a clear answer for it, right? When I was going through kind of the depths of my soul journey. Sometimes you're going through these changes and we don't quite know how to articulate them yet. And that's okay. But we just want to give ourselves the grace to start figuring that out. And again, take the baby steps, spend the time with people that feel accessible and safe, and practice how you do want to share the changes that you're craving. It doesn't have to be about why you got there or how, but just what you're feeling more drawn towards these days. And invite others to join you there. So, baby steps and refining is number one. Put yourself out there, take those baby steps. Number two is be honest about the changes you're wanting to embody. And number three is find your community. Start looking for others who may be going through similar journeys as you or experiencing similar things. And this can be a really amazing source of connection, community, comfort, but also growth. Then suddenly you're growing and sharing with others. And for me, this was sort of the beginning of Reconnect and Awaken, was I used to gather with a handful of other women who were also going through big periods of change in their life, whether it was craving a relationship or desiring a big change in their career or looking for how to tap into their own energy and their own power. And our desire to create that was through looking inward, for connecting more deeply to our soul. And that was our shared commonality. But we used to get together, have coffees, and it was just really freeing to be able to share some of the experiences that I was going through with others who got it. And there wasn't a big explanation required. So that is, again, this applies to any sort of change that you're going through. If you want to reinforce new habits and really build those up, or new ways of moving through the world, new ways of being, then find others who understand that and are doing that too, because it helps to normalize it and also reinforce it. So that was number three. So one, when we go through this period of integration, take those little tiny baby steps, start putting yourself out there, try to embody what feels authentic for you, and just refine. When things go well, that's awesome. If they don't, it's okay. Step back and tweak, go at it again. Two, be honest about the changes that you want to embody with the people that you're spending time with, and invite them to join you in new activities or new things that feel more in alignment and more true to your heart. And then three is start finding your community who are on this journey with you. You are not the only person in the world going through what you're experiencing. And there are always others out there. And although it might not come about overnight, we can start to find those people when we put our intention there. And yeah, from there, we just want to keep practicing, keep showing up every single day as our whole selves, all of our authentic, beautiful usness, all of your authentic you-ness. Show up with that more every day. And at first it'll feel awkward, but the more that you honor it, the more that you take those baby steps, the more that you will find your way. And you'll always go through periods of feeling like maybe you've put yourself out there too much, or you feel like you've lost some of that connection that you built on your own. And you'll probably pull back a little and go back into a period of isolation, maybe not full solo isolation, but a period of reflection, right? But it's just important to know that this is a natural part of our journey, and truly it's an ebb and flow. I go through this regularly, not to the point that I did at the beginning of my soul journey, where I truly, like, for months was just, you know, really on my own doing a lot of soul work. But I'll go through periods where I need just like a week or a weekend to myself to really tune in and get connected to know that this phase is normal, and support yourself as you're going through it. Okay, so to end off, I want to go back to this Tony Robbins event that I did not think I would be able to get through. And it was such a big, I did the whole weekend and I really loved it, guys. And being able to do that was such a big reminder for me of the growth I've had over the last 4 years, that something like this, I could go through an intense weekend of big energy and big focus without making it about hustle or just overextending myself. It really was not what it was like. And I was so delighted to see that so many of the things that I've found in my own soul journey were actually part of the weekend. I was so surprised to find that gratitude was like a number one practice that was brought through that whole weekend of Unleash the Power with Tony Robbins. That was the foundational starting point, which, you guys, there's a whole episode devoted to gratitude because it's such an important part of us connecting with ourselves, right? And what matters to us. There was a whole area focused on rewiring beliefs, which you know we love, and a lot of work around choosing our energy and choosing to be in a beautiful state and how we can cultivate that more. And then most importantly, the thing that I got out of it the most was actually being reminded that I need to get really clear on what I want, not what I don't want, what I actually want, and more than what it is that I want, get clear on why it matters to me. Because the why is the thing that allows us, it's the force, it's the energy, it's the momentum that helps us fulfill our dreams. And I believe truly, this is like a big takeaway from this weekend, that one of the reasons that hustle culture and hustling and startups felt so discordant for me is because I have not been honest at all about my why and the things that I have desired so much and use that as the fuel for what I'm creating. I don't even know if that makes sense, but I sort of had this realization that's still landing in me that so much of that burnout and getting in the direction, moving away from my own inner guidance was because I wasn't in tune with those things that are of value to me, that I do want to create in this world and why. And so even connecting back to that reminder has been so life-giving, and it allowed me to go through this really high energy and intense weekend, which it truly was. I do not recommend this weekend for reflectors or projectors. I just think it would be totally draining and maybe not productive. But as a generator, you know, let's get back to the human design. I do have that ability to get really fired up and create energy when I'm doing things that I'm excited about. And reconnecting to what I value and how I want to bring that into the world, why I want to do that, that is really the fire that I've been craving, and it allowed me to feel so connected through the whole weekend, and that felt like a huge, huge piece of growth in itself of being able to go through this whole weekend and feel totally in alignment with my heart and soul. Yeah, that felt like a big, something I would not have been able to do a year ago or 2 years ago. So amen for that. And amen for this ongoing integration of how we are able to move through life in ways that feel truthful, that feel in alignment with our heart and soul, where we actually develop the courage, the ability, and the habit of showing up as all of us, as our true, authentic, whole self, because that feels so good. It feels so empowering, and it allows us to be seen for all of who we are and all of our magic. This feels like maybe a little bit of a funny episode, but it all started because of a Tony Robbins event and reminded me of how important integration is and remembering how to show up in the world as our whole selves. And I hope this resonates for you guys, and feel free to come back to this episode anytime as we are practicing that integrating and showing up as our well, it's not our new self. We were always this person, but carrying forward more of us, more of that authenticity. Give yourself grace to practice, take baby steps, and refine. Be honest about the energy and the experiences you want to embody. And third, find your community. Find some people who are going through and experiencing the same thing you are. So you can build that confidence and find others that you relate to and connect to in a whole new way. Okay, that's it. I love you guys so, so much. I did this episode on a trampoline standing. I don't know why. I needed to be the right height for the microphone. Hilarious. I hope you guys have such a beautiful week. I love you. And I can't wait to connect with you again on Sunday. Okay, bye guys. Thank you so much for tuning in to Reconnect and Awaken. I hope you found a little something to support you on your own soul journey. If you haven't already, be sure to hit subscribe. And if you enjoyed this episode, I would love to know in a review or for you to share it with someone in your life who you think might get value from it too. Your feedback and sharing really helps me grow, especially in the beginning. If you want to dive deeper into any of the topics discussed, I share a lot on my Instagram at sar.murph, sar.murph. And I always love to hear about your own journey, what you're growing through, and if anything shared here today resonated for you. Thank you again so much for listening. I love you, and I will see you soon.